First back on the Gevoya 7 Mishnah, the Mala Mehem, the higher level of mikveh is mikveh sheikam abom sa, a body of collected water that has 40 sa, which is the amount of water that a person could completely cover himself with. That's one amma by three ammas, by one amma, three cubic ammas of water. Shaboy toivul matbilim, a person could toivul himself, and he could also be matbilim. Kalim or his hands. The Malamay Mayim Shimeim of Mu'otim, the Rabu Mayim Olav Mayim Shuvim. You had some stream of water and you added a majority of drawn water. Shavla Mikvah the Tal Bashboyan, the Mayim the Hatpel, Boy the Kolshu. We learned before that a Mayon, a natural flowing waterway, does not need Abom Sa, a Mikvah does need Abom Sa. So here, we're talking about water that was not from the Mayim, that was added to the Mayim. So since this is a mixture of the two, it loses some of this nature of a Mayim. And even though it still is Matai Kolshu, but it's only Matai when it's not in movement, but when it's in movement, it won't be Matai. There are some that learn Shat in this Mishnah that it depends on the different places. Where it was running till now, it's a full-fledged mikveh, and where it gets broader, those places not matar unless you have the abos.